Mayor Clive Tolley is providing some bulletin board fodder for the Moose Jaw Warriors' second-round series against the Swift Current Broncos by predicting that the community's favorite team will win in 5 games. The Warriors defeated their first-round opponents, the Brandon Wheat Kings, by sweeping the series 4-0. They now prepare for their Southwest rivals, with games 1 and 2 at the Events Center on Friday, April 12 and Saturday, April 13. While the Broncos finished in second place in the Eastern Conference after winning the Central Division and had home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs, the teams reseed according to regular season records in the second round. Therefore, the Warriors will have home ice advantage in round 2. Following the April 8 regular council meeting, the media asked the mayor how he thought the Warriors would fare in the second round. "This is the best Moose Jaw Warrior team in our 40-year history. We've had 2 or 3 other opportunities to win the Western Hockey League and we've fallen just short," Tolley said. "I'm predicting that we're going to win this next series against Swift Current and go on and win the Western Hockey League championship and compete in the Memorial Cup." The Broncos defeated the Warriors in 7 games the last time they met in the playoffs, so Tolley predicted that Moose Jaw would win in 5. He noted that while every game played at the Events Center brings in more money for the building and club, he knew the team likely wanted to win in 4, so players had more time for recovery. "It takes 16 victories to claim the WHL championship, so the Warriors are 1/4 of the way there after finishing off the Wheaties in 4, the mayor added. Tolley said he hadn't spoken with Swift Current Mayor Al Bridle about having a fun challenge where the losing team's mayor would have to wear the winning team's jersey during a council meeting. However, he would consider calling his mayoral colleague and possibly setting up something. "I suspect Al hasn't contacted me because he knows he'd be wearing a Warriors jersey," Tolley added with a smile. During the regular season, each team won 3 games apiece against the other. The Warriors posted the second-best record in the Eastern Conference in the regular season at 4-4-2-1-0-3, while the Broncos were third-best in the conference at 4-0-2-2-4-2. Statistically, Swift Current was led in scoring by Connor Geeky, who had 43 goals and 99 points in 55 games, followed by Clark Caswell, 6-8-2-6-5-1-7-7, Rylan Gould, 6-8-2-3-4-5-6-8, Josh Filman, 6-4-2-7-4-0-6-7, and Connor Havidston, 5-3-2-7-3-2-5-9, to round out their top 5. The Warriors were topped by WHL scoring leader Jagr Furkus with 61 goals and 126 points in 63 games, followed by a pair of 90-plus point players in Alti Calvert, 6-8-4-7-4-8-9-5, and Braden Yeager, 5-7-3-5-6-0-9-5. They're followed by the defensemen with the highest points per game in the league this season in Denton Matichuk, 5-2-1-7-5-8-7-5, and the player with the highest overall points per game in Matthew Savoy, 3-4-3-0-4-1-7-1. Games 3 and 4 are Tuesday, April 16 and Wednesday, April 17, in Swift Current, with Game 5 in Moose Jaw on Friday, April 19, Game 6 in Swift Current on Sunday, April 21 and Game 7 in Moose Jaw on Tuesday, April 23, if necessary, of course. Since the next regular council meeting is Monday, April 22, that means Mayor Clive Tolley will appear wearing either a business suit or a Swift Current Broncos jersey.